Phone Boy Speaks, episode 21. The fall of the dumb phone? Or the fall of the smartphone? I don't know. It's one of those two. Clearly what's happened over the last 15 years is there used to be this distinction between smartphones and dumb phones. You know, what we consider a smartphone is something that can run user applications and such, and work with user data in certain ways. You know, back when Nokia first created their communicator device, and they made several of them that they called communicators, but you know, the first one, it looked like a little laptop computer, and you know, whereas a mobile phone looked like a, you know, more like a traditional telephone handset. That distinction remained for quite some time. I mean, and I realize I'm ignoring a bunch of other devices that came out in the 2000s. You know, for example, the Palm Trios and whatnot. But there was a clear distinction between a smartphone, something that ran applications, and a phone that people used to generally make calls. What happened is really twofold. Number one, people started expecting more from their phones, and so the dumb phones got smarter, essentially. And also, I call it the rise of Android, is that Android is free. When Google released it, they made it so that anybody could use it. And so you have this smartphone operating system that handset makers can make $100 handsets, they can integrate Android. It doesn't cost them anything. It actually makes it cheaper to make a smartphone than it is to what we call a dumb phone or a feature phone. There's sort of a perfect storm where there's demand for smartphones, and it's become easier to make a smartphone than it is to make a dumb phone. So why make dumb phones? And I think there's still going to be a small market for phones that don't have all the features. If you look at the Jitterbug cell phone, which is almost a Luddite phone, it's for older people who want to be able to see the numbers that they dial and don't need all the features. And
those kinds of devices will be increasingly driven by smartphone operating systems, just because the economics don't make sense any other way. Smartphones, they're definitely here to stay. There's no question about that. But
there's definite challenges with smartphones around battery use and, for some cases, usability. I mean, they're solvable problems, I have no doubt. But as I say, I don't know that, you know, whether we consider it that, you know, smartphones won or dumb phones just got smart enough. The distinction, which used to be largely real, now is artificial. And I think just because you're running Android, I don't know that that necessarily makes it a smartphone. It's partially how you use it. And some of these really low-end Android handsets, which you may be able to pick up for $100 or something like that, and I'm talking about without contract, especially some of these cheap Chinese handsets, I'd struggle to call them smartphones just because they're running Android. I mean, what's a smartphone? And that's kind of the, you know, what's a dumb phone and what's the difference between them? I don't know anymore. I think they're now just phones, and we have to accept that they may all be running what we used to call a smartphone operating system, but it's just an operating system. Anyway, that's my two cents, and you can, of course, find me on Twitter on app.net as Phoneboy. I'm also on Facebook and Google+. This is Phoneboy. I'm signing off.